With most precincts reported, Republican Brian Kemp leads by around 2.5 points over Stacey Abrams. However, the candidate to be the first black female governor in the United States is not conceding.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that are waiting to be heard. Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots. And we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach.
I'm Brian Kemp. I'm so conservative, I blow up government spending.
Brian Kemp faces a runoff next month. In Georgia, there's a rerun if neither candidate has more than half the vote. Aside running for governor, he is also Georgia's top election official. Days before the election, Abrams accused him of removing voters from state rolls.
He then made up a lie.
His office said it was investigating Georgia Democrats for a failed attempt to hack the state's voter registration system. He stopped short of declaring victory.
Make no mistake, the math is on our side to win this election.
Stacey Abrams.
While Kemp drew strong support from Donald Trump,
far-left
Abrams was backed by the TV star Oprah Winfrey. Both women condemned racist and anti-Semitic automated phone calls that went out to an unknown number of Georgians impersonating Oprah Winfrey.